So today when babies are born at conception, there is very little consideration of the consciousness that is there. So does that mean that there will be people who are in the mode of ignorance who are going to populate the earth? See, the impressions, which is what we call as sanskaras, they are meant to facilitate. They don't determine. Just like, let's consider, why pre-birth? Let's consider post-birth. We have the ceremony of marriage. Now, when the marriage is performed properly according to proper practices, that's meant to facilitate auspiciousness. But just that alone is no guarantor. No, we may perform marriages according to perfect religious rituals, and still there can be world wars happening inside those marriages. Isn't it? And sometimes there is no such practices may be done, and still people may live together. So we have to learn to recognize that factors are factors, they are not causes. Factors contribute, but they don't alone determine. So whatever practices are conducive for the evolution of human consciousness, we practice them. But we don't have to judge people based on whether those factors have been taken into consideration or not. If you look at the vast history of human civilization, at least recent few thousand years, how many people actually practice that kind of rituals? Those kind of practices for sanctification of the womb? Not many. Still, human society has been going on. There has been good people, there have been bad people, maybe more bad people than good people. But we are meant not to judge people based on what they have done in the past or what has been done to them. If at all there is any judgment, it is simply based on their present actions. So to give an extreme example, say if a child is born of rape, does that mean that the child is going to be evil? It's very, the woman was probably in great fear, the man was maddened by lust. But does that necessarily mean that the soul who is born at that time, that should be scorned, or you are a child of sin? No, what is their fault? Sometimes a child may be born like that and a child may grow to be a wonderful person. So what happens at conception is one factor. And we try to create factors as conducive as possible. So when parents, they want the child to be married, they may try to make the arrangements so that the match is good, so that the children can be happy. But there's no guarantee in that. And it's not that, say, if a child gets married without any, say, in Indian system we have arranged marriages, the child has a love marriage, the young man has a love marriage, that doesn't necessarily mean that their marriage is going to be doomed. And that doesn't mean the parents have to always look at your marriage was without any religious practices, so it was doomed. No. We provide support systems when we can, but when the support systems are not there, we just objectively deal with whatever comes. So we don't have to, certainly we shouldn't judge people based on what they have done or they have not done in the past. We deal with people as they are right now. And a soul who is born in this world, if that soul is ignorant, well, whatever is the cause, we find it. If we can deal with it, we deal with it. But we don't have to superimpose certain philosophical causes and judge people in a negative way because of that. So these are support systems which are meant for evolution of consciousness. We should not turn them around and make them as parameters for judging others. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, please.